Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Blog Talk Radio. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. You can reach us at 515-602-9657. That's 515-602-9657. Call at any time. A lot of different things going on. Let me introduce you to our co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. A great day. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a kind of busy day, busy week. A lot of things happening. But first of all, let's do a little breaking news. As of about an hour ago, U.S. attacked Houthis positions in Somalia and Yemen and other areas in that area. That we're doing the Red Sea, doing a number of operations there. So we're working on that.
So we'll see where that goes. Ilhan Omar must be up beside herself.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar is going to be fired from Congress. The motion set by a Democrat.
It never happened. Because they're all worthless pieces of garbage.
The motion to kick her out of Congress was done by a group of Democrats coordinating with the Republicans. They got the vote. So she could be gone as soon as the end of this week or beginning next week.
Why'd they keep Tlaib?
She quieted down, we'll see where that goes. But it looks like Ilhan Omar is going to be deported back to her home country, which she'd rather support than this country anyway, in the next few weeks.
She's not a net host. She's not a naturalized citizen.
No. She lied.
She's
she lied.
She's an illegal.
No, she got married to a brother who's an American citizen, supposedly, and that's how she got in.
You cannot marry a brother.
Yeah, well, she did and got away with it for now.
What?
But,
Utah, what they do, you cannot marry your... You, okay, whatever.
Siblings, yeah, but, you know,
that's
what happens.
Really?
But, you know, yeah. But the so that's a big story there, and we'll see where that goes.
So it's okay, hold it, take a breath. So it's okay for taboo.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's taboo shit.
Yeah. But anyway, the other big story is about nationwide, it's about 100,000. Truck is heading towards...
Hold it. Stop for a second. I don't want to talk about that. The brother. The brother is an American citizen?
I think so.
Is he an illegal alien, too?
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that she's full of heat. In fact, the whole squad is full of heat. And then you got the other one.
The Democrats are full of heat. The whole country of Democrats are full of hate.
Yeah,
and there are rhinos that are full of hate. Full of hate. A lot of hate going on.
You know, and you got the other squad member. She's the one that said the other one said that the to defund the police, Then it turned out that her boyfriend. Works for a security company, and she paid him $750,000 of stuff to keep security, and it gets it's a money laundering type of scheme, just like every other.
Was that AOC?
No, that was.
Which one?
That was the Brashley, whatever her name is.
I don't know her.
You know, it's the one that's the quiet one.
Can I just tell you something? They're all criminals there. They're all doing something that is against the law. We live in a no-rules Hastings country. Sorry. Look at the Eugene Carroll case. How do you pay her $83.3 million on a fraud case? She couldn't remember. She has no police report. She has no evidence, no DNA, nothing, except for her lies. How does that work? Good answer.
I don't know.
Good answer. So would you agree with me? We live in a society where the law is lawless.
Yes, we live in a society where the criminals run rampant.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Would you say we have criminals in our government?
Yeah.
About
two-thirds of the Democratic Party and about a third of the Republican Party.
Right. I'll go with that one. So.
We got no values or morals either.
You know what's coming towards us? You'll love this one. They're going to create another pandemic.
Except for one major thing, nobody's going to follow it. So that's the big thing.
You know what? You got those Democrat states and people, and there are some real schmuckers.
And I'm telling you,
they're
not going to follow it because we got people in all 50 states. They're not going to follow it.
You know what? Don't be surprised about those liberal left-wing dingbats.
They're not going to follow it. They're not following it because they can't mail the ballots because they took it away. They can't use that anymore. They're being arrested as we speak, and they know it.
They're going to kill people. Agenda 21, genocide.
They'll be the first ones. They'll be the first ones to die because we'll take them out first. All right, the American people have enough.
I'm sure they adjusted that, whatever that pandemic is to attack people who have something.
I'm more interested that Elon Musk with the chip that he developed to put in his brain that he could control things. The idea was to put that chip in for people that are paralyzed or can use their hands and arms and stuff, so the chip could make things work elsewhere and connect to stuff. You know, it's almost like a remote control type of thing, but it's in your brain. And that he announced the other day. So kind of interesting, but it also starts to do Matrix.
I'll get back to you on that one. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck it. You know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's an asteroid heading towards Earth
that's bigger than the football field.
Is it going to hit us or go by us?
I don't know. I just saw it earlier today.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Rush Limbaugh wore a cochlear, made it so he could hear, you know?
Right.
Great.
Yeah, they're doing
that. So this new technology about putting a chip in the brain that sends signals to body parts, how to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. No, it is interesting. You know,
yeah.
Is that for our veterans who are disabled?
No, I'm not sure. It's experimenting, so I don't know yet.
So who had the chip inserted in their brain?
I think they had one person did it as an experiment. I don't know how the story ends yet. We don't know, and we'll see.
Wow, how interesting. So let me ask you a question. Will this help dementia and Alzheimer's?
It might.
You know who they should put that chip in whose head? They should put it into Bruce Willis's head.
Yeah.
Because I understand he's in the second or third stage. You know? Why not?
We got good news coming out of Pennsylvania with Scott Presley. He was in Arizona the last few days, and we're working hard to flip Arizona on voter registration. It's official in Florida. We are now 800,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats in the state of Florida. There's no Democrat could win a statewide election ever again based on that. They can't. Pennsylvania, we're now 2,922 voters away from flipping Bucks County, Pennsylvania from blue to red. Well, we're 1,397 voters away from flipping Century County, Pennsylvania from blue to red. And we're 3,973 voters away from flipping Luzerne County, Pennsylvania from blue to red. This is a big, big deal.
How about Philadelphia?
We're working on that, but that's where it came in.
And
we're working elsewhere.
That's very positive. Excellent. Get rid of Roni McDaniel yet?
She's just a figurehead in the thing. But she got this week.
You cannot raise money with her. People don't like it.
I'm going to tell you, when I was working with the RNC earlier today, that wasn't the problem. No one mentioned her at all. We got a lady that just gave $500 to Trump itself. Didn't want to do the RNC, but she gave it to Trump.
What
but that's fine.
What's the problem?
The problem is that they're worried about voter integrity, and at least in that one count, that one area, Dallas, Nebraska. Yeah.
There are states that are. It's still corrupt. It's corrupt.
Yeah, but in Nebraska, they talk about voter. They don't have a grand game. So yeah, we're building one now with people like Mike Lindell and Scott Presley and others. We are building a ground game in every state, and it's working for the good, and we're registering voters left and right. We're in the process of making, we actually have more Republicans than Democrats in Arizona now in certain areas, and we should go all the way through. In fact, with Trump on the top of the ticket and in Arizona, and Rick and Lake being and Lake's as being as a senator, she's going to win the Senate because the Democrat and Independent will split the vote because like two Democrats running, and so split the vote, and she will get the Senate out easily because of that. Now, what's happening? What they talk, the left is really scared, is because RFK Jr. is now on a number of independent lines in that, and he is getting getting a lot of play around the country, including a lot of the swing states, and that is taking a lot of votes away from Biden.
Because they're
going to
bring in Michelle Obama.
Yeah, well, that's one of the stories. But the thing is, according to, and we got a source I posted earlier, according to, and this is James O'Keefe, back at it again, he undercover interview with the guy, a cyber security guy, and working in the White House. His analysis, he spilled the beans saying they're going to fire both Biden and Kamala Harris, and go from there. And he said that Michelle Obama, Michael Obama, may not be the one that's doing it because she is under indictment, and they don't want her arrested for the perp walk out of the White House. So she may not. May not go.
So who are they going to do?
They're looking at Gavin Newsom.
He's a bust.
Yeah, they're looking at it, but they hate Kamala Harris. She's gonna be fired anyway in a few months before she gets there, and that's what they're gonna do there.
Uh-huh.
So they hate that, so that's what they're looking at.
How about Susan Rice?
She works with Obama. And that's a possibility too. On that end.
Yeah, because Obama will have a fourth term. Remember that.
Yeah. But that's a story there. And that's amazing.
And they want a woman. You want to know why they want a woman? Hurt Trump as a woman. They want the woman vote.
But what happened with Carol's thing is that it actually, what Carol is still what did was hurt every person that got raped. If you're a rape victim, you got to be screaming mad for what, because she lied all the way through. And she's going to lose at the end. It's going to go to the appeals court in the next few weeks. And then you're going to see it overturn all of it. And then you see Trump suing with her for trillions of dollars. And that'll be the end of that.
She has no money.
No. So what that's about, you play by the sword, you die by the sword. If you're gonna live in glass house, don't play strong songs.
We'll take her case because she has no money.
Doesn't matter. She's gonna be gone anyway. And that's it. That's the end of it. The other big story I was trying to tell you is that there's about, if you go, there's a caravan of about 45,000 trucks coming into Texas, into Eagle Pass.
Okay.
And there'll be, that's just one convoy, this double convoy is coming in. We expect somewhere around 100,000 trucks, but there's a big rally coming on near the Eagle Pass area on Saturday, I believe. Now, the American people, not just the truckers, but the American people are coming down there from around the country. They go to stay there for the long term. And you're going to see a lot of governors also attending to fight with Texas. And this is a message. This is to Biden and the Democrats from the American people. If you try, and I repeat this, if you try to come down there and force your way through and try to find some kind of way of trying and to interfere with the defending the state of Texas and the defense of the American people, you will not survive this. We will take you down. We will pick you, we'll pickwalk you out. We'll put you in Gitmo and we'll try you for treason and take care of you and everyone associated with you forever. You will be off the map. And that, and don't be surprised if you come into, if you think January 6th was, that January 6th was set up by you people yourself to make it on Trump. It was a staged event by Nancy Pelosi, which she's now in trouble for, and others. If you really want to see what the American Revolution is, and American people are fed up with this stuff, try it. Try it. Now Biden wants to take away our guns. He's trying to find a way to eliminate private sales of guns in this country. That's basically what. If he tries that, he will be extinguished from the face of the planet. Anyway, remember Charleston Heston over my dead cold hands.
You can't stop anybody from making and selling guns. That's against the Second Amendment.
Right. He will find out what the American Revolution is all about. He will find out what the Second Amendment is all about. The Constitution was set there to protect the different freedoms of the people. The Second Amendment was put in there to prevent a tyrannical government. It's not for hunting. It's not for securing your home. It was there initially to fight against a tyrannical government. And that means to eliminate what's in the White House and the people around it. That's the Constitution. That's the Second Amendment. We the people are the militia. We the people are the freedom fighters. We the people are the ones that actually got to fight for our flag and die for our country. And we are going to make sure that that's not put in vain. If Biden, Democrats, and all the communists, including Obama and others, want to take us on, they can survive. They will not survive, and that's a big thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, so we are the people are going into Texas by the thousands, hundreds of thousands, and we're going to protect the southern border. And Marcus, whoever you want to pronounce his name, he'll be gone. Even the Democrats, Mayorkas. Even the Democrats in the Senate are now talking about getting rid of him. You know, and any Democrat in the House of Representatives that don't support the impeachment are going to be found guilty themselves will be taken care of. We really, really, the American people, stop playing politics and stay with the party. Start doing what you're supposed to do and fulfill your oath that you take. And especially the Democrats that have down near the border, your residents, your constituents are dying by the busload because of fentanyl and illegal aliens and criminals and MS-13 and others. Stop playing politics. Start doing your job and support. And let's get this country safe again. And by doing that, support the impeachment. If not, you'll be gone too. So that's the big thing.
34 seats up for grabs.
That's in the Senate.
Yep.
By the way, today is the last day of month, the last day of the quarter, I believe, for this group, fundraising month. So donate to Trump. Donate to your stake, to his candidates, make America great again, mega candidates. Make sure that
donate
these are America first candidates.
In your state for state houses to turn your houses red, so you can overcome the governor. You know, got some
like
bad
what we did in Ohio. You know,
Whitmer, and Hochul, Newsom, they're just bad guys.
Yeah, sometime this week, supposedly, the judge Aragon is supposed to come down with a decision later this week on Trump and the.
I'm waiting for the.
It shall be a lot less than that. He's not gonna give it that much, but either because he knows it's gonna be reversed or repealed on appeal, because
he
already was told that. He knows he's done.
Oh, so once that's done, the case is over with Aragon.
Yeah.
Oh.
That goes to appeals court, where the appeals court already said they're reversing it.
How long did that take?
About 30 days, 30, 60 days.
But the
appellate of the appeals court already said they're going to reverse it. And they said that every case that he brings that comes out of his court, they reverse automatically anyway. That's the thing.
Hold it. And once the appellate turns the decision over, is Letitia James going to a higher court?
Her career is over. She's being indicted for all kinds of stuff, so she's going to be gone soon.
Did you read all the impeachments that came down on Fannie Willis?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. She also been given her rights. The Miranda rights, she's in custody. So her case, all 19 defendants in that case is gonna be dropped. And she's looking at about 15 years in jail, boyfriend.
What happened with Jack Smith?
That case has been dismissed pending the outcome of the Supreme Court. Right.
All of Trump's cases
will be gone within the next couple months. Okay. Meanwhile, the White House refuses to hand over transcript of the Biden speech to panning Ukraine fire prosecutor Viktor Skulkin, according to the House Oversight. But we got the actual video, where he goes and talks to the group of people.
We don't need that. We got him saying, I went after him. If he don't do what he does, we're going to get him fired.
Right, and you're not going to get the $6 million, whatever that was. We don't get the money. And lo and behold, 6 hours later, they fired the guy, and you got the money that way. That's the quick pro quo of the firing.
Blackmail. Can you believe that a VP blackmails?
Yeah, well, that's the victim there.
You know, Mark Zuckerberg should be in jail for his Zuckerbucks. When's that little chump going to be gone?
I don't know. They had Congress stand in front of the Senate hearings today, and that was interesting. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Meanwhile, the federal judge dismisses the Disney lawsuit against DeSantis of Florida, and DeSantis won that one. And like I said earlier, if all the GOP registration breaks the $800,000 mark.
The board of directors from Disney should clean out house and go. Care about the children, not about woke, choke, broke, bullshit, LGBTQ, none of it. Just make it fun.
Okay. Now, this is the story I started to tell you earlier. The top White House cyber official tells James O'Keefe, in disguise, they can't say it publicly. The White House wants to replace Kamala Harris and confirms President Joe Biden's mental decline. Biden is definitely slowing down. I'm just telling you what I've heard. This is a quote. I'm really concerned about it. I think they need to get rid of him or her. But no one in modern history has ever said, like, we're not going to renominate the president for a second term. Charlie Krager, a cybersecurity policy analyst and foreign affairs desk officer in the executive office at the White House, told James O'Keefe, I had a meeting with Michelle Obama. Someone asked her, will you ever run for office? And she said no, emphatically. She was like, I've seen all the shit my husband has had to go through, and that does not interest me. I told you that before. Vice President Kamala Harris hemorrhages black staff. She can't keep black staff. They quit on her en masse. She will be the vice president nominee. There was a debate about removing her from the ticket, but sadly they did. She's not popular, but you can't remove her, the first black lady to be VP, from the goddamn presidential ticket.
Like,
what kind of message are you going to send to like African American voters? People would be like, what the fuck? Like, she's a woman and she's a multiracial, and then you gotta go watch the video and everything on that, son.
So what are they gonna do? Make Kamala for the president?
No, she's not gonna do either. See, so what's gonna happen is they're gonna stay with Biden. And he'll lose. Because
okay.
Yeah. The other story about Zuckerberg.
Come on. What's the talk?
No, they're not. They already arrested most of the people. And Zuckerberg is good. And Zuckerberg, we already took care of him and the other stuff. So they don't have the money. George Soros is there, Dad. So Soros is there, Dad. He's
Barack Obama.
None of them. They're concentrating on other stuff. They know what's...
Adam Schiff.
None of those stuff. Don't worry about it.
John
Schiff is lucky.
Charles Schumer.
None of them.
Valerie Jarrett.
Breaking...
Susan Rice.
No, none of those people. All of them, we got agents with all of them. They've been read their Miranda rights and everything else, and they're very up to date on this. They're not going to do it. Same thing. Breaking Marsha Blackburn. Remember Marsha Blackburn? She went after Mark Zuckerberg.
Marsha.
I quote, it appears you're trying to be the premier sex trafficking site in the country, talking about Facebook.
You know what? Talk to Menendez. Talk to your brother there.
Yeah.
He knew about it, Joseph, 12 years ago. Did she do dick? No. When she was
the
a
other
congressman,
thing is,
she worked with Devin.
If you want to join into the conversation, you can give us a call at 515-602-9657 and call in. Also, Joe Biden has done everything in his rapidly fading power to make the U.S. border as open as possible. He destroyed the Remain in Mexico policy. He's full of shit. He said he destroyed the Remain in Mexico policy. He vilified the Border Patrol directly. He announced a deportation moratorium. Now with November 2024, just 9 months away, Democrats have realized it cost them the election. Their strategy, blame Republicans for the border meltdown.
Because they're morons. They didn't give shit about the country. They cared more about party than country. And that is screwed up. And it's both sides of the aisle. Okay? They care more about party than they do country. Sorry, they do.
Yeah. And also Charles said, with the world blowing up around us, with the Middle East on fire, Biden has finally decided to visit East Palestine, Ohio, a year late, and only to develop some political credibility because everything else he has done has been such a disaster. I know those great people. I was there when it counted, and his reception will be a warm one. Worst president in history. They said the mayor of East Palestine told Biden to come back next year when he's no longer president, so he can come back and sell his book. That was it.
Blow you into the water. You can get some gaps of that shit. You know, float on your book.
Yeah. GOP lawmaker claims he has a smoking gun.
This is the worst president in history, Joe, by significant Biden.
There's now evidence that Joe Biden interacted with Family Money Man while vice president. And that just came out today, too.
Well, repeat that.
Biden interacted with Family Money Man while vice president, exchanging money.
Who's Family Money Man?
You got to watch the video on that, but it's a Family Money Man. You can watch on YouTube on Newsmax.
Is that a person? Hold it. Is that a person?
Yes.
Or
person.
Person. James Hunter, who?
Whatever. There's a lot of people. You got to watch it. Breaking Ted Cruz destroys Mark Zuckerberg over child sexual exploitation materials. You can watch that on C-SPAN.
Yeah, he had big charts.
Those charts
that he made, did that come out of the money that he fundraised the other night?
No. His team works. When you're a senator or a congresswoman or congressman, you have a team that works for you. You have intelligence group, you have a design group, whatever it may be, and you have a whole office that works under you,
and you wonder why our deficit is sky high.
Yeah, but they say you need that. You can't be by yourself on that. You need that group.
You need the apparatus to work.
Yeah, you do.
You need people who can multitask.
You need people that are experts in a particular area of the field that you're in that you need. You can't multitask different things. That's how you make errors. And when you're dealing with the Senate or the House, you're talking national security and other people's monies. So
where
you have to
Mitch
have the proper
McConnell?
People in the proper place.
Where
who
is
cares
where
he?
Where's
he? That's about it. He already resigned. He's going to be out of office in a couple
leader.
Weeks.
Where is Minority Leader and Lindsey Graham and
they're
all
there
the
doing
leaders.
Their job. They're all there doing their job right now.
They're doing their
and
job.
And Mitch McConnell's not running for re-election. He's not. He already tells he's resigning. So that's a big thing.
And how about I want to go to war with Graham?
He's right and wrong at the same time. You don't go to war. You don't go to war with Biden and the Democrats. You don't go that way. Now, if Trump was in office or Reagan in office, is a different story. Then that's a good thing.
You know what? Peace with strength. And this shit wouldn't be going on if Trump was in the White House.
Yeah, I know, but right now we got all this stuff. We got fires all over the place, and we have a problem with that. And when you show weakness, that's just what happens. But if you show, peace to strength.
He is making money on this shit.
We all know that.
It's
still weakness. It's still weakness because people take advantage of his stuff.
He doesn't care.
He's making money off it, but we all
That's
do.
It. That's
and
all he cares about. It's all he cares
we know
about.
That.
Don't say he's weak. He's not weak. He just is not into it. He couldn't give a shit. Really. Shit. The man is where he wants to be. He's a selfish, evil prick. He is. You better see
the other, to go back to the White House, GOP, White House refusing to turn over the drafts of Biden's 2015 Ukraine speech.
You know, you remember when he went to give that guy the medal and he gave it to him and he left? Remember
that
shit?
Yeah,
He didn't give a shit. He did what he had to do and he fucking left. This is what this guy does. He can't be bothered. His time is about him, his needs, his wants, his desires. Give me. The rest of you can go fuck off and die and scratch. And that really is the truth. And the country needs to hear that because this guy is a dog. He's a dog.
Oh, by the way.
You know who's controlling the country.
In
Massachusetts,
In the meantime, Trump picked up Chiefs' endorsement.
Congratulations. Very proud of him. Happy for him.
Okay.
Was he hitting South Carolina?
Fox News, a couple of us are pounding quarterback polling with Charles Biden up a little. That's a false. That's a false flag. Trump is up. We even have tracking polling in all over the country every day. That is a false flag. Trump is up.
You know what?
Big
news,
across the country.
Fox News, Murdoch. Murdoch owns Fox News.
Hates Trump.
There's nothing to believe
Trump.
About that. They're full of shit. They're bullshit. When is Trump going to South Carolina to start?
This weekend, I think.
Okay. Lindsey Graham is from South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Who's the other senator in South Carolina?
Tim Scott.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So this weekend, huh? It's good. What's Nikki Haley doing?
Not much. She should really pull out.
Did any more people pull from her for money?
She lost, I think, 2/3 of her financials.
Okay.
Has
her well dried up yet in commercials for South Carolina?
No, not yet. Well, not yet. They will be in the next week or two. She's got towards the end of the month. I think it's the 24th. I think is the South Carolina primary. She will pull out. She will stay in until the last week or so, or a few days beforehand. She sees that she's still down about 30.
She will go all the way and come.
No, she won't. She already announced that. She announced that South Carolina is a fire alarm wall. She announced
Did
that yesterday.
Really?
South Carolina.
She's showing defeat.
Yes, yeah, so South Carolina is a fire wall.
She's down by 2-1.
She's down over 30 points. If she's going to lose
Trump,
South Carolina, home state, by 20 to 30
Trump,
points,
hold,
she's
stop,
done.
Stop. Trump's got 60-something?
Yes.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's destroying her.
She did it all to herself. She should have dropped out at New Hampshire and walked away as a lady with her head held high. Now she's drowning in flames.
And double downing on her support of Carol and that stuff. That really destroyed her.
That was a lie. And she supported She pulled a Dukakis. Remember when Dukakis got into the tank and rode around?
Yeah.
Same shit. God. Or Gary Hart cheating, went down in flames.
Ew.
You know, or Edwards. Remember Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
And he went down in flames. You know, have some integrity about yourself. I mean, nobody's perfect in life. We all have a billion flaws. But on one hand, you have to have integrity and honesty and have a backbone of it, you know, and care about the country you live in. Care about the people and how the people are affected by an environment that's just dousing on them. And these people are dousing on us. They don't care about us. You don't hear them speak how much they love us. He speaks, he loves me. He makes promises. He keeps them. He keeps them. And he goes the extra mile. And he goes down with the flames. He takes the shit. You know? He takes the bowling ball and gets him hit at the pins. You know what I mean? He takes it. You know? He protects me. Okay, he is my border. He is my wall. Okay? That's why I love him so much. Okay? He has integrity, and he has principles, and he has honor and love of country, love of flag, love of sports, love of people. You know what I mean? He loves our Star-Spangled Banner, and he dances. He's not the best dancer, but he does it. Sorry to say that. You know? And he's got glory, you know? And he inspires people, and he brings them together and unifies. And he's honest. He's honest. He has no problem expressing the truth. This is who I am. Either you're for me or you're against me. But this is who I am. And he does not curve away from it. He is not intimidated. Okay? He lives his life to the fullest and grandest. And he is happy. And he expresses that every time he gets up on stage or he's around campaigning to people. And he does great things. He brings people pizza and food and desserts and ice cream and just makes them feel good and wanted and important. And it's not about a vote. It's just that they are important. You get it?
Okay, we're running down on the show, but I want to go over one thing first. Yesterday... Yeah. In New York City, there were two cops that got really attacked by illegal aliens. They're not immigrants. They're illegal aliens. And that's what it is.
That's right.
And this is all, and what happened to the two New York City? First of all, they got hurt. One is critical condition. Let me all that stuff fine. Let me say this. Working with NYPD, some involved with the NYPD that been back in the day, you know what, we got to go back to the basic times. Years ago, this wouldn't have happened. We would have taken a nice thing, but would have broken their heads. We would have taken, if they came close to us, started a fire, we would have shot them. And we would have taken care of them. This is what we need to do. We cannot be left-wing pussywood stuff. If your life is in danger, follow what they do with instructions. If your life is in danger, protect yourself, protect the community, because if they get a hold of that revolver, if they get a hold of your gun, they can kill people. So kill them first.
Right. And they'll beat up on the cop because he lost his gun. Internal affairs will
take them out. Take these animals out. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Forget about the political stuff. Concentrate on the safety of the community and the people surrounding it. If you start taking these people out, you're going to find out that the American people, the citizens of New York and elsewhere, will stand up and applaud you. Even the black community or the minority community, because they know these are dangerous people.
What's the mayor going to do if all these cops stand up and do the right thing? What's he going to do, fire all of them and have nobody?
Eric Adams is a joke as a mayor. He was a joke. He was a bad cop, and he was a joke. And New York City made a mistake.
You know
they should have put it in Curtis
Sliwa. New Yorkers should have voted for
Curtis Sliwa.
That's right. But no, they voted for an asshole. So you know
same
what?
Thing,
you vote for
same
it,
thing with Lee Sullivan for governor.
You deserve it. I'm sorry. I mean, it sounds hard. I'm a heartless bitch. But if you're going to vote for scum and you're going to get scummed on, eat it. Because you created it. You put yourself in harm's way. Because you're stupid there. New Yorkers, you're stupid. Thank you.
One of the first things they taught you in the police academy is to how to defend oneself. Never put yourself in a position. Forget about the politics. Concentrate on doing your job as a police officer, as a law enforcement. If you can't talk them down, then and they come at you in an aggressive way, take them out. You got a stun gun. If that don't work, you got the regular gun. Got
you know
the
what?
There.
You know what? I'm gonna say this. George Floyd. Y'all people pussied out because the guy was actually a criminal and a scumbag. He was a drug addict.
George Floyd was, he would have been dead. If he would just stood there, he would have been dead
right.
anyway because he was OD'd
right.
on fentanyl. He was dead. He was a dead
something.
Man walking
because
anyway.
Because people are such hate in their hearts. Had to go and loot and break things and hurt people.
Well, we got good news for
you.
We got good news
else
for
to do in your life.
Yeah. Well, we
so
got good news for you because the cops that are involved with George Floyd are all going to be released in the next few weeks. The case has been overturned and because of the evidence. So you're going to see that.
They paid them the millions.
And they shouldn't have paid them anything. But then again, at any place, you don't pay off rioters. That's another reason why Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and others are so bad, because they paid these 2020 rioters, the BLM and Antifa stuff. They paid them the bail bonds and everything else. So they're very bad. And if I have my way, I will walk around, put them in jail for the rest of their lives.
I agree. And this is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, yes, I will be back to tell you more. I know some of you don't like hearing what I have to say, but you know what? I express the truth. And that is why I love the name of my show, The Truth. Okay? And if you can't handle the honesty, change the channel. Otherwise, call in at 515-602-9657 next week. I'll be back on Sunday at 7 p.m. God bless America. God bless the strong people. We are going to take back our country, and we're going to ship off all the dreck to another planet because they certainly don't belong here. And God bless Israel. And those three soldiers that died, my sympathies and condolences to their families. What?
You got the three soldiers, the National Guards in that was killed in Jordan in that outpost there. And you got the two Navy SEALs that died a few days earlier. So you got five of them. Obama Biden's wars.
Okay. I will be back Sunday, 7 p.m. Bye.
Let's see what happens on Friday when the families, when the bodies come back from the Middle East. And let's see what Biden does and what the family's going to do, because I don't think the families are going to do anything to Biden, because we'll see what Biden does. Most likely he ain't going to do nothing at all, or he's not going to say anything, because he's going to lie to him just like he lies everywhere else. So he's the biggest liar. He's the most corrupt president in this country's history. Like Trump says, Jimmy Carter don't have to worry about things anymore. He's not the worst president anymore. He's probably great compared to Joe Biden. So that's a big thing there. Again, we got to stand up and be counted. I want everybody to join us at the border this weekend and stand packed with the citizens and the government of Texas as they're fighting to against the communist nation of Biden and Obama and others. And we stand for the security of our nation. Close that borders. And we're going to work it. We got a caravan of more than 45,000 truckers. Plus, that's one caravan. There's some others coming down. It's like 100,000 total so far. And we got a lot of militia, a lot of other people coming at the border in Eagle Pass. And we will stand up and we'll make sure that our southern border will be secure and closed. And if anyone tries to interfere with that, they will be taken down. America first. This country needs to have border security. Without borders, we have no country, and we need to stand up on it. And when Trump gets in on January 20th, 2025, we're going to see a whole new world, because all the illegals that come in this country, all the criminals and stuff, will be deported. The biggest mass deportation system ever set up, and we're going to bring back this country, and we're going to reduce taxes. We're going to make America great again. In the meantime, get out there, rest the Republicans. Let's get this thing. Let's get security. Let's get integrity. And let's make sure that we do this right. And let's fight for this country. We're on again on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Call-in number is 515-602-9657. I'd like to thank all listeners around the world for the chat room, bringing Homeboy and Snow Woman James and others that were in and out of the chat room. I want to thank you all. Again, let's make America great again. And see you on Sunday evening, 7 p.m. on Block Talk Radio, The Truth is Out There, Voice to the People. We are the truth, and we say what's on everyone's mind, and that's how we do. God bless America. God bless Trump. God bless Israel. And let's see you, our guys, on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And stand with us as we fight against the Democrats and Biden and others and fight for America and the Constitution. Have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and have a great evening.